Okay, so now it's chapter two. We spoke about chapter one. We spoke about the evolving way of marketing in healthcare. We understood the healthcare definition. We understood the four P's of healthcare marketing. We understood the market research. We then understood how the evolving market is changing. We understood the traditional approach versus the evolving approach. We also understood difference between a service attitude and this. Today, or now in the chapter two, we will be talking about the marketing strategies. So now we only be focusing on marketing strategies. Now, we also spoke about what is marketing. We'll spoke about what is strategies, and then we'll try to mix it in healthcare. So once again, hello, this is Gabriel. Welcome back to chapter two, marketing strategies in healthcare. The first thing is a strategic development and mindset in healthcare. See, if you go back to the traditional thought process of healthcare, don't get me wrong, typically they say that we are doing a noble cause, we are helping people. So it was not a typically a strategic development in that. So I have a, so if it is a private hospital, I'm running a hospital with the X amount of doctors, and because of those doctors, people are coming out here, and then we are doing based on that. Now we are saying we will have a strategic development and mindset in healthcare. So let us understand what we are talking about. So to have a strategic development and mindset in healthcare, we have to answer this five things. What is strategy? What is strategic management? What is the development of strategic mindset? What are the benefits of strategic planning and management, and barriers to strategic management, right? So the entire chapter will revolve around strategy, strategic planning, strategic management, and strategic mindset. So strategy being the key word. So we'll start with what is strategy. Don't look at the definition right now. I hope you have created something that after completing your post-graduation or MBA, what will you do? If you have not, you can think of. Okay, or you might have thought that, you know, after this, I'll do this and this and this. So you have set up an objective of your own and you have given a timeline. So my MBA will be getting completed in 2025 or 2026. Post that, I might go for a job, and then while doing a job, I might go for another master's, or I might go for X amount of certifications. So if you haven't, you can create about it. If you have, you have set a timeline according to it, that this is the timeline, this is what it is. This is what we call as a strategy at a very basic scale. I mean, from a very individual perspective, there is nothing related to it, okay? But from an organizational perspective, it is nothing but to meet the objectives what the organization has thought about. Fine. Our organization can think from this perspective that after 5 years, I want to be the best hospital in Mumbai. Possible, right? So what are the objectives is nothing but the strategy or the purpose of the strategy. For every planning or every business outcome, a strategy is formed, whether on a drawing board, whether on a piece of paper, whether it was done in a group discussion in the board of members, whatever it is. But please also bear that, again, I'll go back to the individual example that you have said that by 2026, I'll be passing the MBA or the postgraduate. Then I'll get into a job in 2026 from a placement, or I'll try on my own. And then during, you set a timeline, but suddenly in 2026, something happens. And whatever your plan was took a backseat. So it is not a concrete methodology and it is not a guarantee of success. So please understand, you know, it is said a strategy can fail also. How you cope up with that objective in that strategy during that time is the key element. When you think of a strategy from a typical perspective, it is everyone. Okay, today I have an organization and I want to make this organization the best education place by 2030. Example. So I create a strategy, I create objectives that everybody who comes here will have, hold X value, they will display this kind of behavior. They will have to do this kind of activities. They will do with more. So this is an organizational plan or an organizational activities. This is not individual. Okay, I want to increase 50 beds. It costs money. The first question that will come to me from the board of directors is, why do you want to increase 50 beds? So if you're increasing 50 beds, that means, is it a general bed increase? Is it a room bed increase? Or is it overall increase that you will do in all the sections? So if you have five category of rooms everywhere, you will do 10 beds. Because the moment you say you want to increase those beds, what will happen is those beds will cost you money because you have to hire that bed. For that bed, you might have a manpower, because initially, this is what I know from a hospital perspective, that a typical nurse or two nurses takes care of one entire general bed. When I say one bed, doesn't mean one single bed. It's like in that room, there are 10 beds. So that 10 beds is taken care of by two nurses. Imagine if you're increasing 10 more, that means I'm putting a pressure on the two nurses. So maybe I have to hire another one. That's a cost. And that's not a recurring cost, that's a fixed cost, because I have to pay salary. So it involves everything. The cost of acquisition, the cost of usage. You know, the biggest problem with healthcare or the hospital is if your beds are not used properly. The money, because that's how they charge. So if I have to read it from that, a strategic plan is concerned with the widest scope of organizational activities, which encompasses the geographic area, the effect that it has, and the cost of the largest amount of money for the longest period of time to implement. That's how the strategic plan is. Sometimes it may be successful, sometimes it may not be successful. Operational plan is nothing, but it deals with activities of a narrower dimension. Now, I'll go back to that. Strategic plan is more like a vision for me, what I want to be, to do after X amount of time. An operation plan is more like my mission. So single department, from a hospital perspective, I already have cardiovascular, diabetic, orthopedic, and OPD. I want to introduce another one called psychiatric. So it may work subgroup, then the doctors from the professional category, the expenditure, the rooms, a lot of things to be carried out. So strategic plan is on a wider perspective. Operational plan is on a narrower perspective, or rather the mission perspective. Tactical plan is activities. So there are three plans: strategic plan, operational plan, tactical plan. A strategic plan is more like, as I said, where you want to be, what you want to do after X amount of years. Operation plan is to reach there, what are the steps? And a tactical plan is the how part of it. So the activities, the promotion, it's on a very smaller segment, very few, or rather it works on that few days of week. So this week we are doing, so if you go to a hospital sometimes, one of the hospitals in Navi Mumbai was doing a cardiovascular week. That's a tactical plan. That is not a strategic plan. But if they say we want to open up 50 beds for cardiovascular unit in the next 5 years, which means they're not going to open 50 beds today, they will open it in next 5 years, maybe 10 beds in a year to see how it's going. And an operation plan will kind of imbibe that hospital to run that 10 beds in a year. But a tactical plan is very different. So I say, because I'm opening up 10 beds, so I might do a cardiovascular week, or I might do a diabeto week, or I might do a gastroenterology week. That choice, that's a tactical plan. So is the lower end of the planning continuum. It embraces activities affecting small segments, may require participants from very few people. Only the cardiovascular team would be working, not the entire hospital. Okay, and it might stretch over a few days or a week. Exactly where I was coming. So strategies specifically to work in tandem with the vision, mission, and the value part. So as I said, what is vision? what the organization want to be with a timeline 5 or 10 years from now. What is the organization doing right now? Is that mission? So when I say strategic plan, it will cater to the vision. When I say it's an operational plan, it will cater to the mission. When I say a tactical plan, it will cater to the values, which is the behavioral principles which employees will follow in performing their duties. Right? So a strategy is specifically aligned to the mission, vision, and values of the company, which makes the soul of the company or the organization. Once again, a vision is where I want to be in the next 5 years, or where as a hospital I want to be in the next 5 years. I started with only general medicine and let's say a little bit of orthopedic, but I want to grow to a cardiovascular and a gastroenterology in the next 10 years. So that's my vision. My strategy to enroll that vision, that we'll open up 10 beds in a row, and during that 10 beds, we'll try to figure out what is happening. That's my operational plan. And a tactical plan is to gain more consumers or customers from the perspective of to fill those beds. That's how it works. Now, we spoke about strategy. We spoke about what is mission, vision, values. Now, what is the purpose of a strategic management? Every organization today have a strategic management. Okay, the strategic management is in existence because we have to do certain activities which will go. So whether it is sales or deliveries or distribution, clients, patients, benefactors, or beneficiaries, all these things. That's why this line is very important. That this is true for pharmaceutical companies selling its drugs to retail drug chains, electronic media record system vendors selling their software. For example, during COVID times, it was not part of a strategic management, but during COVID times, I still remember, the most sold medicine or the molecule-based medicine was azithromycin. Why? Because it's an antibiotic. And because you did not know the virus structure, so the only medicine that was working to a certain effect was azithromycin. Every company that produced azithromycin had a discussion in the Medical Council of India. And they came out with a strategic management that for the next 2 years, now look at this, they did not have the strategy to do this. But because of a sudden incident and the current activities, they created a platform. So they cannot produce that, I'll only do for 3 months. So because of past reference from a strategic management, they said, okay, because typically a pandemic lasts for 2 to 3 years, we will try to produce more azithromycin-based products in the next 2 years. Every pharmaceutical company who used to produce. So if I talk about Azithral from Alembic, Azip from Cipla, if I'm right, they all increased their productions. Why they increased their productions? For the simple factors that it was required. So even though they had a different strategy for that product, but because of the current activity, the entire strategic management changed. And that's why it went in that way. So it can be a strategic management of a specialty hospital selling its clinical services to patients. For example, as I said, cardiovascular week, diabetes week, or eye week. I still remember there was one hospital in Navi Mumbai who typically does this at the end of the year is, if you are beyond this age, you should have a mandatory check on this thing. Please walk in to us so this test is free. Tactical plan or a tactical management. So it can be anything. So that's the purpose of a strategic management. So that the strategy, whatever is there for 10 years, but how do I manage the sale? How do I manage the distribution to the customers, clients and patients and its beneficiaries is strategic management. The willingness of the customers to accept, demand, receive or pay the goods and services can shift over time to time. Now, you did a cardiovascular week. Nobody came up. Will you do it again? It's a call of a strategic management or the strategic manager. You did a diabetes week. Huge hit. You almost anticipated 1,000 people in a week. You got 2,000 people. What do you do? Continue for another week or currently stay with that? So, how does an organization employs a strategic management to continually adapt itself? Is absolutely a strategic management in the changing circumstances. A hospital in Bombay was doing this during COVID times, or rather when it was nearing the endemic times. So let's say if I talk about a period around summer around 2022 Diwali and later, because that is the time when things started opening up in all forms of life. So from the Diwali perspective, what they said that mask is a compulsory. If you are sneezing, coughing, and you have a heavy body, when you say heavy body, not from the weight, but from the pain perspective, please ensure that you visit a physician in this hospital without delay. Now, you would say, sir, everything is over. Why still? It's just a strategic management. Because times are changing. Today, have you ever thought of this? Very different perspective. How many kids of less than 15 year old did actually get COVID? Even if you get a number, percentage wise, from a WHO perspective, it is none. Why it is none? Because their immunity system is so good that the COVID could not hit them. Another story or another data. COVID hit those patients who was prone to cold, cough and fever pretty often, or in the other way. So how does the organization anticipates this change, and how does they adapt themselves is strategic management. The organization generally makes three adjustments in the strategic management, and for any of the three reasons: to satisfy and reward its stakeholders, that is profitability, to pursue and fulfill its mission, vision, where I want to be. But to me, if you ask me, the last one, to survive. I have employed 2000 people in this hospital. So for me, the first strategic management objective or the adjustments is to survive. So if I survive, I'll be able to pursue and fulfill my mission, vision. And if I'm able to fulfill my mission and vision, I'll be able to satisfy and reward my stakeholders. And stakeholders can be anyone: consumers, board of directors, people, everyone. How do I develop a strategic mindset? Think for 5 minutes. Do I have something like a capsule, I put it in and it comes? No. It's a selling proposition to focus on the component of the service that may be a determinant attribute. Such is a component of one that consumers feel is important, and they perceive as a difference from the competition. Is that strategic mindset? So how it can be? As I said to you, and I'll refer to my first chapter, but let me reiterate that example once again. I was called by one of the hospitals because I did an annual checkup with them last year. Sir, on my birthday, good morning, sir. This is so-and-so calling from this hospital. I wanted to call you to give you a happy birthday. I didn't expect this. No, sir. Just a hello call. I hope you're fine. I hope your health is fine. I hope your family are fine. You came to a hospital for your younger daughter also. How's your younger daughter, sir? Are all the vaccinations done? Are all the boosters done? See what they're doing is, they are making me feel comfortable, as well as they're creating a differentiator in the market. Now, generally, I as a person have a typical mindset of going to one or two hospitals. I'm not in favor of, changing them a lot. Just because this hospital did not give me a service one time, I'm not a person who typically, cascades that, okay, they are bad. So for me, if this hospital has given me, why I think from that perspective is because I'm a familiar face to them. They know me, I know them, I know how the billing happens. I know who to meet if there is a billing problem. I know people, if there is a problem, then what happens. So end of the day, the point that I'm trying to make is from that hospital, I never expected a call. And that's the differentiator. That's the strategic mindset. Did he sell anything to me? No. Did he ask me to come to a hospital for a checkup? No. Did he ask me for a benefit that they're offering, that, we are doing this test and we'll give you 50% off? No. What they did was, they just sold me a unique selling proposition to focus on a component of a service that is humanitarian ground. as a human, you had a birthday, I called you, and I just asked you. So what will happen right now is, if tomorrow there is something, as a human tendency, I will call. And he ended the call by this way, sir, this is my number. I'm working in this hospital as a customer representative. If you need anything tomorrow, whether it's an ambulance, whether you need help with your kids or any health issues of your parents, feel free to call me. This number is 24/7 available. Just when you call, take my name as a reference if I'm not there. Just look at this. So if you look at the last line, what it says is, we are quality. And that's the differentiator of a strategic mindset. Okay. Strategic planning and management, I just gave you an answer. It changes the entire perspective of a consumer. Kitne log aapko aapke parents ko chhodke, how many people call you on your birthday? From an organizational perspective, I'm not talking where you're working. I'm not saying that friends, Facebook or this. A serious organization. And in that call, they're also asking about your health. They're also referring to your daughter. And they're making a check that whether all the vaccinations were done, because there were some vaccinations which fall during the COVID times and because there was no doctor. You know, why I am taking this example is because during COVID times, my younger daughter fell ill. We were worried. I mean, because COVID was outside and I had to go to the market, although I had all the necessary things. I used to wear gloves when I used to go out, I used to wear mask, everything. But still, you know, as a parent, we were very critical. Okay, what happened? So I called one of the hospitals and they said, please don't call us. We are very busy with COVID cases. We can't answer you. I tried another hospital, which I knew. They said the same. I called a smaller hospital and they said, sir, now look at the dialogue. In the previous two hospitals, I was told, sir, we are very heavily hit with COVID patients. We will not be able to answer your query. We are sorry. Please drop down. So it's absolutely fine. But the third hospital told me the same line. We are very sorry to service you right now because of heavy COVID cases. Look at the last line. However, sir, what medicines have you applied? Have you applied this, this, this? Check the fever whether it's going up or not. We will see if we get a time to call you back. If we can call you back, well, the call came back after 2 days. Some good Samaritan may have called me and checked how is the fever. That's the difference. And because today we, as I said in the first chapter, that it's all about service attitude. It's a service attitude that is getting into. So that constitutes an active versus passive approach to an organization's welfare. The first two hospitals, did they do wrong? No. I did not feel bad because I know what is going on outside. But just because the third hospital added a small line that have you given this medicines, the fever is how long, and we will see if we can call you back. We are not committing you. That's the difference. The existence of a strategic plan is because that it provides a greater sense of purpose. Today, if anybody says, Gabriel, how do you differentiate between organizations? I said the way their service attitude speaks. And I give this hospital example to n number of people when I do a program on customer service, and I tell them that, you know, the difference is this. None of the hospitals can call you back. The doctors, everyone, every healthcare professional were busy during the COVID times. But that one line is here. That is why it says it often shows the way the employees can satisfy their personal goals through achievement of the organizational goals. A plan can be a powerful motivational tool. The existence of a strategic plan coupled with organizational commitment is to its implementation stimulates and energizes the people carrying out a strategy. Think about that hospital as a strategic plan. Did they do it from a plan? No. But because somebody told them that if you're getting any calls from anyone who has a problem, you will not tell them that, you know, we are unable to service you. But we'll tell you the reason why we are unable to serve you. It's a very different context. Not from a healthcare perspective, but a very, very important and existing of a strategic plan. In last couple of days, there was a huge accident in Balasore in Odisha. And everyone was flaring guns. This happened, that happened. Bogies went on, blah, 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 blah. But when I heard the Indian Railways give that statement of what exactly happened, how it that happened, till the time what is a bigger motivation, right? Now the media is quiet, but that's the strategic plan to let people know. Okay, in one way, a strategic plan is nothing but to create awareness in people's mind that if I'm unable to service you right now, what is the reason for it? And it is an excellent motivational tool. The last one, to prepare a meaningful strategic plan and keeping it relevant to acquire better and more comprehensive understanding of its environment. I would again quote that railway example. I do not know the name of the lady. The lady said that for minor injuries, railway will pay ex gratia of 50,000. For heavy injuries, or I think disablement, railways will pay an ex gratia of 2 lakhs. And for deceased, they will pay an ex gratia of 10 lakhs. If I remember previously, they used to say this much and go. But now they are adding more to it. By today, this many number of people have applied. And post-verification, this is the number of amount we have paid. Why do you think they are making it more from an environment perspective? And they said this, that in any disaster control, we have this plan. So even in healthcare also, for example, if you walk into a hospital, you will see that the emergency, the place where you go to emergency, there is no stairs. It's a slant. It goes like this. Why do you think it is made like that? Second, it is not made in the context of plane. It's on that little bit edgy. Why do you think? First, if you take the roller bed, it will not slip. That's one. Second, it takes a little bit of time to pull it, but it goes well. Why not from the stairs? Because it's heavy. So if you roll it out, you go fast and direct. There are some hospitals which has a direct access to emergencies. You don't have to go through the main door. And if you tell the ambulance that this is an emergency, I've already spoken, the ambulance will take you there. Again, it's an environment. It's very critical when the environment is evolving, and in healthcare and the biotechnology field, we should adapt. Otherwise, the strategic plan would not work. These are typically a note to let you know the strategic planning and implementation process encourages imagination, innovation, forward thinking in response to an ever-changing environment. I don't want to discuss further on this because it is very true from what you need to do. How can I imagine? Okay, strategic planning, right? Forget healthcare. Or the future is unpredictable, right? And sometimes scary place. So it's a desirable future and stakeholder of the organization. Forget healthcare. How many of you remember the Fevikwik ad? The catching a fish ad in a nala with that stick, does it resonate with anything? It only says the brand that it is so good that it can catch fish, and a person who is fishing for last 3 days doesn't catch a fish. So that's the imagination, that's the innovation. And that series of advertisement continues for Fevicol for a long period of time. That's why we have to adopt. So today, for a hospital, if you go, typically we call it the visual display. So if you walk into a reception, there is a TV. And it is continuously displaying what the hospital is doing, what they're doing. One of the hospitals in Vashi, in Navi Mumbai, did a 5-day or a 3-day, I don't recall it right now, summer camp for children. What's the need? What do I look into? But it's forward thinking. The kids, when they were there, they were giving a complete free checkup about their height, because that's what is required: height, age, and weight. These are the three crucial things when you have a baby, or at least till the teenager time. And they were given a free card that if you need anything. Forward thinking. Nobody thought about this promoting in there. Everybody started after that. And they did not do it in a hospital. They did it in an open field or in a garden area where children were playing. Plus, they did it from a cognitive perspective. I mean, what do cognitive perspective have to do anything with the hospital? But every mother, when people spoke, they said, it's a great initiative. Because things were given free? No. Because the way things were given. Nobody in today's strategic thought process does a kid's checkup because of the fooding habit and everything. The future is unpredictable, sometimes scary place, and that's how it goes. So I have even given you the barriers. Poor rewards, reinforcement, businesses, doesn't recognize in performing strategic planning, what we are doing. I've never seen a hospital get closed, so I'll not give you that example. Just do a research on Murphy Radio, Kodak, one of the best known photographic companies or photograph companies in the world, invented digital photography, invented films. Where is Kodak today? Nowhere. Is it because they had a poor reward structures? No. Is it because that they have no positive reinforcement? No. Because they have no formal recognition and success in performing a strategic planning. They did not change their strategy. I can talk about it, not from healthcare, Nokia. Google offered them 2 years of free service of the entire Android. What if Nokia would have taken it? Nokia was working on Symbian. So the biggest barriers to strategic mindset is, I'm doing well. Why do I need a strategic management for the future? And if managers can see that, that people are making a difference in moving the firm to the future, they simply do not reward them, monetary or otherwise. There is no incentive. How can strategic work if there is no incentive? Organizations totally focused on operational and tactical activities, or even worse, crisis management. If you look at history in the management of healthcare organizations, most of them, non-for-profit and non-competitive environments, was concerned exclusively with routine operational matters. Some managers never made the transition. Some managers never thought about making the transition. Some managers left the industry because it's challenging. If I ask you as a marketing manager of a hospital that, you know, I want everyday new things to be done, how can I get more patients' attraction? How can I, what strategy shall I use to get more? What can I do to get more is the crux of the idea. And trust me, guys, the market is very competitive today. If you do one mistake in that hospital from a service point of view, because we as patients are not the master of hospital care, but we do remember, how did you treat me? We do remember, how was I treated by the doctor? How much time I had to wait at the billing counter? How much time I had to wait at every other places? How managers treated me? So healthcare management in general has become more complex, more intense, and more demanding. And that's why it is easy to get up caught in trying to keep a hospital or a physician practice running on a day-to-day basis, or you can think of a long-term perspective. From a long-term planning. Because there are a lot of hospitals who believe, and trust me, this is my personal opinion. Let me reiterate once again, this is my personal opinion. A lot of hospitals think it's a hospital. How can we run out of business? Because they are not doing long-term thinking. They are not getting into that way of thinking that today patients are not only looking at the cure itself, but the mentality of how the cure is done. I still remember in that hospital, the doctor, when he did my operation, he said, Gabriel, we will give you an anesthetic. There is a term, anesthetic. I forgot it. We'll give you some anesthetic tools which will help you. And at the moment I ask you to count from 100 to 1, you'll start counting. Not before I say. And after some time, you will have no senses. Once the operation is done, we will try to regain senses, right? Once you come to senses, there will be huge pain because the anesthetic is not there. So you have to bear for at least 5 to 10 minutes, and then we'll give you a medicine. Now, I mean, come on. Into your surgery room, if a doctor is saying this, you'll say, "Theek hai, sir, it's fine with me." But look at the doctor. He's working as a manager who's thinking from that long-term thinking. So every time after that, when I see the doctor, I said, "Can I meet this doctor?" And I went and said, "Doctor, thank you for the operations." Then we had a discussion for around 5-10 minutes and this. So every manager who has a vested interest in the status quo may fear the loss of money, status, and power, and will definitely avoid strategic management. Why? Because they feel that I have tried everything. And invariably doing so, they will sabotage the main process.